We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. A podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though I will let you stick your fingers in a jar of peanut butter and then into my pussy. Oh, I'm running out of these. My guest today, she does improv all around LA, and the biggest highlight of her life was being my assistant for a very short time, Eleanor Bray! You're also in my phone as Maybe Bray.
Yes, because you never saved my number.
No, I did. I saved it as Maybe Bray.
Oh, you literally yes. Saved it as Maybe Bray.
Because I thought it was funny that my phone...
Who's suggesting?
Suggested Maybe Bray and not Eleanor?
Yeah, I don't know. Lots of people call me Bray. It's really weird.
Really?
That's not a name, right?
No, Bray can be a name.
Sure.
Anything could be a name. White lady.
Yeah, sure.
So I think Bray could be a nice white lady's name.
Okay. Great.
I don't know, but your name is Eleanor,
it is.
You're the best.
Ah, thank you.
You were, okay, what was it like being my assistant?
It was honestly great.
Really?
Yes, of course.
I really thought you were going to be like, bad, it was awful, and I hated it.
Why would I say that?
I don't know, because I might be a bad person.
No. I have been the assistant for many people thus far in my lifetime, and you were a lovely person to work with. You really don't have that many demands.
Well, I did have you set up Terminex to come to my house,
yes.
And then Terminex has contacted you pretty regularly for 2 years.
Yes, I get a lot of calls about your termites and sort of updates, and you know, it's good for me to stay informed. I love to know how your termites are doing. So thank you.
Have they stopped contacting you?
I think at this point, yes. I mean, I haven't gotten contacted since the last time I texted you,
okay,
being
good.
Like, LOL.
Then we put a stop to it.
Yeah.
And the lady on the phone was arguing with me.
Really? Why?
She was like, this is not the number that set it up the account. We can't take this number off. And I was like, I am telling you to just take it off, please.
It's Terminex.
It was the whole thing.
You kill termites. Like, just change the number.
They do more than just fight termites.
I'm so sorry.
I had a little mice problem, so a man named Zach came over. Zach the rat catcher. And Zach was kind of attractive.
Oh,
so I kept going upstairs and putting on more and more makeup. And then being like, tell me about these rats, Zach. And then I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, this man is dirty and like digging, looking for rats. And I'm just like, tee-hee-hee.
Yeah, catching rats with his bare hands.
Don't you want this?
Yeah.
Turned out he didn't. And
you're better than that. No offense to him. That's a steady job.
Also, he was married.
Okay,
I clocked a ring the fourth time I went upstairs to put on fake eyelashes.
Yes.
Because I was doing things in stages because I didn't want him to be like appalled that I put on a full face of makeup.
just like slowly would come down in a wig.
Yeah.
Then came down with like a contour. And then I put on lipstick and then saw the ring and was like, well, I just wasted a lot of today.
Did he get your rats or mice?
He did get my rats.
There you
Turns
go.
Out there was none in the house. They were going through the house and leaving. So they weren't inside.
Just passing by. Just two
it's
ships in the night.
I have a passion fruit tree.
Oh, they like that tree.
Who's ever eaten a passion fruit?
I think I have.
Have you?
I have no idea.
I don't think anyone's ever eaten a passion fruit.
I don't know.
And I have this dumb tree in my backyard, and I got to figure out how to get it gone.
Are those the fruit that look like big avocado pits?
Yes.
Yes, and then I have eaten one.
You open them and they're goopy.
Yeah, yeah. There's a woman, I also work at a yoga studio part-time right now,
mm-hmm.
and there's a woman who comes in every time she brings us passion fruits from her tree.
Because nobody wants them.
So strange, yeah. It's such a strange gift.
I want an avocado tree. That
yeah.
I can monetize.
Yeah, anything
Come
else,
on
really.
Over, bring a bag and a dollar. Take as many avocados as you want. Nobody wants passion fruit.
No, yeah.
Eleanor.
Yes.
I know that you're not single.
That is correct.
How did you find your man?
We met on Hinge.
Wow.
We met on Hinge. Yeah, I thought his profile was very funny because the photos he included were a selfie very clearly taken in like an airplane bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then that exact same photo just cropped closer. And then a photo of an Italian greyhound dog mm-hmm. in a turtleneck.
Uh-huh.
And then a video of him with like this cute little cat like rubbing up against him. And I was like, okay, this person is either criminally insane
mm-hmm.
or they're very funny and they're sort of, you know, taking this whole dating app thing lightly and trying to have fun with it. And luckily it was the latter.
Oh,
it's very funny.
That's
yeah.
That's nice. What was on your profile?
I don't know if I truly honestly remember. I'm sure it was a variety of hot pics. Perhaps some funny jokes. I do know that shortly before I met my boyfriend on Hinge, I had been on Tinder, and then I was banned from Tinder.
Whoa, wait, what?
It's,
how do you get banned yeah. from Tinder?
Well, I think the normal way is like you're being inappropriate and you're creeping
yes.
people out, which I was not doing, I hope. I hope the reason... okay, so this is the series of events that occurred. I had been on dating apps for a while, and I was sick of just posting like super hot, like thotty pics of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, I'm very attractive, but that doesn't like fully express who I am. I want people to know that I'm like weird and whatever. So I wanted to put something funny up. So I did like a screen grab of an eBay listing for the glasses that Neo wears in The Matrix. And I had that as my last photo.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, any dude that I'm going to want to date is uh-huh. going to be like, that's kind of funny. Because it was like, yeah, a bunch of kind of like normal photos of me, like with my friends and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then just a photo of Neo's glasses from The Matrix. And I was like, that's really funny to me. And then immediately I was banned. And I think that they thought that I was trying to sell something. Which is so wild that I'm like peddling Neo's glasses.
That's
so
that is truly so funny.
So I was banned.
But someone at Tinder was like, ugh, this girl's trying to sell Neo's glasses from The Matrix.
Yeah.
And I can't break the sanity or the sanctity of Neo's glasses.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
So that drove me to Hinge.
Wait, they didn't even give you like a warning?
No, it was like I tried to log in and it was like, oh, you've been banned. And I contacted them being like, but why? And they were like, sorry, once you're banned for life.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can never get on Tinder again.
But what if you give a different email address?
I think, yeah, if I did that or like I had originally signed up with an email, I think if I signed up through my Facebook or something,
uh-huh.
I could get it back. But I don't need it back now.
That's a real treat.
Yeah, that wild.
They gave me a warning. They
Ooh.
Didn't just ban me. So I had a picture of Guy Fieri.
Sure, naturally.
Someone had Photoshop me, tiny, hanging onto a burger he was holding.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was very funny.
Very
and then
clever.
They took it down. They said it violated terms of service.
Because he's like, not you?
I
You're
guess,
pretending
yeah,
to
I'm
be
trying
someone
to impersonate
else.
Guy Fieri. But I'm like, sorry, I'm Gal Fieri.
Yeah.
I'm a whole different entity.
That's wild.
It is. It's so wild. It's so stupid. But also, it's just like, I have one picture of Guy Fieri, and you think I'm trying to catfish people to thinking I'm
Guy Fieri. Yeah, there's so many people doing worse things on there, too.
Yeah. I have men who message me once a week, and I haven't responded.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was back in the phase where I was swiping right on everybody. Yeah, I was let's see who sticks.
Yeah.
But right now, ooh, baby, I'm in a phase where I don't want to date.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I had my feelings hurt.
Oh, no.
And the wounds are still fresh.
Oh, Nicole, I'm so sorry.
And I look in the mirror and I go, nobody wants this. And then I cry a little bit and then I start my day.
No. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's the way of the world. And that's what dating is. It's getting your feelings hurt. And I guess I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. I had my heart broken like a gazillion times before I met my current partner.
How long have you guys been together?
Almost a year.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
I was crying at the gym the other day.
No.
One, because I really don't like being at the gym, but I was on the road. And when I'm on the road, I get a little lonely. Huh. And then going to the gym kind of like helps endorphins happen.
Yeah.
And then I was like walking on an incline, pretending I was hiking. And that was really, I was just like, this is so hard and I hate it. And I started crying. And then I was like, I had a towel and I like patted my face. And then I took the towel away and there was three children. And I was like, what?
At the gym?
Yes. And then I was like, well, stop crying. These children can't know you're weak. So then I like stopped crying. I was like, oh, is this the universe being like, buck the fuck up. Life is fine. And then they went away. And then I was like, did I just imagine children? And then for a hot second, I was like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
But I don't think I imagine these children.
You're so sad. You're like hallucinating your future children. Just being like, why, mommy?
Why, mommy? Why did you never find daddy?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, no.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you're not, are you like casually dating at all or you're not at all?
Yes.
Okay.
I
love that.
Went on a date with somebody who I thought was very cool.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go out again on Thursday, but I'm a little sick.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Thursday.
Sure.
I'm sick, so I canceled. And then I'm supposed to go on a date with somebody on Sunday, but they're not drinking. And I was like, ugh.
That's tough.
I got to talk to you sober. I don't fucking know you.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough waters to navigate,
yes.
I feel like.
I said it was okay, but I might be like,
it's not okay.
Talk to me when you're drinking again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Talk to me when you're at your rock bottom.
Yeah.
But also, we've met before.
Okay.
We met at, so my favorite ice cream place is Ample Hills Creamery.
Yes.
I love it. And they had an opening party when they opened in LA. They're on Hillhurst. They're in an old house.
Is very in an old house.
Is very cute. I think it's like Hillhurst and I don't know. It's across from like E Rustic. So go there.
Okay.
Sure. So we met at the opening of Ample Hills Creamery, and he messaged me. He was like, "We met at the opening of Ample Hills Creamery. It did not go well. Will you give me another chance?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever."
Oh my! Wait, how did it not go well? Do you remember?
I don't know. I guess he'll tell me in person. I didn't ask.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm sure it was just like, hi, I'm whoever. And I was just like, oh, hello. And then he didn't say anything else.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would hate to think that I threw my ice cream at him and I just don't remember.
You gotta let me know if you go on the date.
I'll let you know. I'm gonna go because I've been trying to say yes. But like on Hinge, I haven't been sending anybody likes.
Yeah.
I've just been waiting for the likes to come to me.
Yeah.
Also, Hinge does a really mean thing where they have a page where they go, no one likes you right now.
Really?
You've never seen that?
Oh, God, no.
If you look at your likes and nobody likes you, it's like, no likes here.
Why would that be what it says? Who wrote that copy?
I don't know, but it feels like a real attack on me as a person.
That's really bad.
But it's okay. It's also like, this is reality. Nobody likes you right now. So you've been together for almost a year.
Yeah.
Is it, you don't live together yet?
No, we would like to, but I have like a lease moment. You know, it's just, it's hard to get out of a lease.
How long is your lease for?
Well, just until September. So then we're hoping that will be the time.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
to cohabitate. Have you ever cohabitated before?
No, not with like a boyfriend. Ooh. This will be the first. He's the first person I've actually wanted to live with.
Wow.
I know.
I can't believe this is happening to you at 21 years old.
Yeah. You texted me earlier because I posted something on my Instagram that was like, on this day, like 9 years ago, I got into college. Uh-huh. And Nicole was like, aren't you 22? And I was like, what? I didn't know whether or not to be, like, a little insulted or, like, complimented at my youthful glow or something.
I think you look young, and then you're cool.
Oh, that's very nice. People do think that I look young, which I guess is, like, that will be good later on. I will appreciate that.
People spend lots and lots of money. Trying to look young, and you already have the fountain of youth.
Thank you so much. With the acne to show for it.
I also have terrible acne.
It's so hard.
But you don't have acne scars.
Well, they're covered. I use makeup.
I use a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Also, my acne's just been getting worse.
I'm so sorry. It's the worst thing. Your dermatologist ever suggested Accutane?
No, because the side effect of Accutane is trying to kill yourself.
Yeah, very true, yes.
And I am crying in the gym hallucinating about children.
Yeah,
so
maybe not the best.
I don't think I need Accutane.
I'm not here like that's not why I came
on
the podcast.
Are you on Accutane?
No, but I've been on it twice. So maybe I'm here to show that it doesn't really work since I still have acne. But I know lots of friends who have been on it. It's been like the only thing that's like changed their life.
I'm okay with little bumps.
I am too.
Just as long as I feel like I'm thriving.
Yes. Yeah. I've come to the point in my life where I'm like, you know, I don't have perfect skin. Go fuck yourself.
And it's such a weird thing that society is like, good skin, straight teeth.
It's so weird. Why?
Yeah. And it's like a lot of people have acne. So why? Why isn't acne like cool?
Yeah. Well, when is that going to become cool?
Right?
Well, maybe we'll have to make it.
Maybe
cool.
After Big Butts, acne will come into play.
Yeah, exactly. The Kardashians
are
gonna.
And then people will be like pasting prosthetic acne to their skin. Be like, I have acne too.
Yeah, like I'm like relatable. I'm so normal. yikes. Anyway.
So when you were on Tinder before you were kicked off Tinder, did you meet anybody good?
Yes. Yeah, I think I. Like sort of dated a couple dudes for like a couple weeks. Like I went on like maybe four or five dates with a handful of guys from Tinder and it was pretty good. But I think the thing that I realized that I was doing on Tinder was I was strictly dating men because I thought they were hot.
Ah.
And then they're so boring. And like one of them got mad at me because I like made fun of him for liking Coldplay. And I was like, oh, he can't hang, you know? I was like, you're just like a pretty
That's
boy.
That's so wild that he was like, I like Coldplay. And you're like, loser. And he was like, ugh.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You kind of are.
Yeah. I'm like, just laugh at you. Like, I like Justin Bieber. It's fine. I can laugh at myself, you know?
Okay. I love this one Justin Bieber song. It's like, we could be homeless. We could be hungry. We could be poor.
Yeah.
We could be broke.
What's that?
As long as you love me.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good album.
Hey, bop. I love that song.
Yeah. But yeah, so I definitely dated around. I did the LA thing on Tinder. And then I realized I need to stop dating just based on the hottie.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What is a Coldplay song? The clocks?
The clock. Yeah. Coldplay songs, it's like a lot of arpeggio, like a lot of like da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na, you know?
What's arpeggio?
It's like a music thing that's like the notes.
I was just about to be like, I learn every day.
Oh, dear
What's
God.
Arpeggio? The notes?
The notes? No, like the way the notes like skip in the thing.
Sure.
I know what it means, but I don't know how to articulate it.
I think you did it when you did the
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I grew up taking voice lessons.
Did you?
Yeah, so that is why I know what that word means.
So you grew up riding horses and taking voice lessons.
Yes. I was a big, like, musical theater nerd when I was growing up.
What musicals were you in?
Oh, my God. I was in Rent.
Yes. Who did you play?
I was, like, in the chorus.
Oh.
I wish I had.
Did you watch Rent live?
Yeah.
Did you like
it? Wait, did I? No, I didn't. I don't know why I just lied to you. I just looked in your eyes and I lied. I didn't. I was thinking of Jesus Christ Superstar. I watched that one live. Okay. I didn't watch Rent live. I wish I had.
It is wild.
I'm sure it is. I feel bad for them. Didn't they have to air the dress rehearsal?
They aired the dress rehearsal.
That's sad.
And they kept saying it was the dress rehearsal. And I was like, the dress rehearsal is a performance.
Well, yeah. Although I will defend them a little and say in musical theater, there's the little saying of if you have a bad dress rehearsal, it means you'll have a great opening night, as I'm sure you know. Yes. So maybe we can give them that. But also it was probably going to be bad either way.
I mean, I don't want to like truly badmouth it because a lot of people worked on it. Yeah. And a lot of work
live theater is so hard.
But Tinashe kept looking down the barrel. And I was
Tinashe.
I was like, is there a prompter in there? Does she not know her lines? And I'm not coming for you, Tinashe.
No, she's great.
I like you, Tinashe. I like you.
But great song.
But also, I watched it twice. So, like, I guess it's safe to say I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I just love Rent.
Yeah, it's a wild show. It's one of those ones that, like, you love it or you hate it, I think. And I love it because I was in it.
It's great. What else were you in?
I was in Bye Bye Birdie.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I
my
was
gosh.
In the chorus of Parents, and we got to sing Kids. Kids today.
That's a great song. Mm-hmm. I was in, I think I was in the chorus of that too. But I was one of the kids.
You weren't
an
adult.
Tiny kids. But yeah, I wasn't an adult. I was in Honk. I don't know if you know the musical Honk. It is the
Honk?
Ugly. Yeah, the Ugly Duckling story.
No.
Actually a pretty good show. Highly recommend.
Did you play a duck?
One of my parts, yes. I had two parts. I was I think she was a goose. And then my other bigger part was I was this cat.
Oh.
That had this fun little song. I was a cat who lived with a hen. I don't really remember it. I was in high school.
Sounds wrong.
It's not right. But if
but
I know
then
one
again,
thing.
Farms are wild.
And farms
like,
are truly
all the
wild.
Animals are like, well, we're friends here.
Yeah. I think there was supposed to be this underlying kind of like lesbian theme in me and the hen's relationship because she got really jealous when I fall in love with the male cat, with like the tom cat.
Oh, yes. And a hen is a woman.
Yes.
And you're a female
and I was
cat.
And I was a little female cat. Oh. And she was like really mad that I was like leaving her for the tom cat.
Pretty cool. I really love that a older woman probably wrote that, and she was just like, how do I get out that my friend Sylvia got married? Oh, I'll write about a hen and a cat.
Exactly. What other shows was I in? Oh, Guys and Dolls.
Okay.
I was also in the chorus of that. I was in the chorus. That's sad. I really wish I'd had more starring roles. In my mind, I'm the star of all of them.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Starring roles, I think, sometimes are overrated.
I agree.
Do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Not regularly, but I did watch last night's episode, if you've seen it.
Of course
so
I have.
That is the only episode I can really speak about.
Well, in the acting challenges, the person who has the least amount to do is usually the one who wins because you pop in.
Yeah.
You're very funny.
Yes.
You pop out. Give me a cameo anywhere.
Yeah, I love that.
Ooh, that's where I thrive.
Yeah, I was in a production of Urine Town in college.
Okay.
I was Little Becky Two Shoes, and that is that type of part. I had like one song. I got to play a pregnant girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to love?
I mean, isn't that the dream?
That's
to be
a dream.
A little pregnant girl.
A little pregnant
pop
girl.
Pop in, pop out.
Yeah, boom.
And then say, I'm gonna have this baby. We have to take a break.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Treat. Let's keep talking about musicals.
Yeah, why not?
Well, this
it's
isn't
what the
a
fans
musical.
Wanna hear.
What?
I said it's what your fans want to hear.
Absolutely. They're like, nothing about dating. Musical. Yeah. So it's not a musical, but I was in the Laramie Project.
Oh, yeah. That's a serious one.
Very serious. Yeah. It's about Matthew Shepard. If you don't know it, look it up. It's a real downer. A gay man gets murdered.
That's like what your theater director, how he presented it to you.
She, Lane,
I'm so
Sutton,
sorry. Yeah.
She. And there were so many people in drama at the time that instead of doing it the way that it's supposed to be played, it's supposed to be played by a company of like 6 people. And they play multiple parts.
Yeah.
Everybody had a part. And I played the narrator. And usually the narrator's part is broken up between different people.
Oh, shit.
So I couldn't just learn my lines because there was no response to my lines. So I had to learn the whole dang play.
Holy crap.
It was a lot, and it wasn't a starring role. It was just work.
Yeah, that's
And
tough.
I didn't get to act because it was just like, and now this happens, and then this happens.
Gosh.
But you know what? I'm thankful.
Yeah, you learned the story.
Grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, I just remembered actually a good musical theater story, which is that I was in like a regional theater production of High School Musical,
ooh,
in which I played Taylor, who in the movie is the African-American woman. But because I grew up in Portland, Oregon, where there are no black people,
It's just highly segregated.
Yes, it is a very racist city. So I was Taylor. And yeah, I mean,
put you in blackface?
No, dear God, no. Oh my God.
That's a step towards goodness.
Could you imagine? No, I mean, it was.
Portland's racist in a way that, like, you don't really notice it until you're like, oh, I did a show at this theater on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Yeah.
And I opened with, isn't it funny that this theater is on Martin Luther King Boulevard and there's not a single black person here?
And no one left.
Everyone hated it.
Yeah, it's.
But then I learned that Portland was a KKK mecca in the north.
Yeah, Oregon is like has a very racist history. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of Portlanders, because it's a very liberal city, they think they're really progressive.
Yeah, but they need to fix their housing laws if they really want to be progressive.
Yes. Yeah.
Because their housing laws are all fucked up.
It's awful. Awful.
And I feel like I need to give context when I say blanket statements like a city's racist, because I said that Australia was racist,
oh,
and a lady today on Twitter was like, unfollow, unsubscribe.
How dare
you say that about my city? So I was just like, LOL, I was there.
Yeah.
The hands were in my hair.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, Sydney, Australia. Beautiful.
Yes, I'm
sure.
But
honestly, I could have gone to Santa Monica to see the same thing.
Yeah.
And I said that to someone and they got very angry with me. But they kept touching my hair.
Oh, God.
And I was like, please stop it. And then I asked where the black people were and they were like, we sent them away. And I was like, don't say that to the black in front of you. Because their aboriginals are black people and they displaced them.
Yes.
And then I think for a while they had a law where, like, if you're half aboriginal, half like white Australian, they could remove you from your aboriginal family.
Yeah, they're...
So, like, homegirl, you want to come for me? Come for your fucking country.
Yeah, there's
you're
a dark history there, too. But I'm from Portland, so I'm allowed to say that it's racist.
Yes, you are. Eleanor.
Yes.
You gave me a gift.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
I don't remember. Oh, the cupcake mug?
No, you dumbass.
What was the gift? Did I give you a different gift?
I guess if I say you gave me a gift and then I just pause and I'm very vague, I should fill in the blanks.
Yeah, maybe.
Pole dancing.
Oh, yay.
Okay, I've been talking about pole dancing nonstop because it's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
And I love it so much. I'm
too.
Getting calluses on my hands and my legs are all fucked up.
I have so many bruises from class
you
the other
the
day.
You are the person. I had taken a class. Like, my friend Gilly had rented out this, like, class for a bunch of us to do. And then I did it, and the teacher never really explained that it's a descent, and you don't have to, like, climb to do a fireman spin.
Yeah.
And then I took a class with Veronica, our favorite pole teacher.
An angel.
And she just really broke things down in a way that, like, I loved. And she's also good at not making me feel bigger than, like, everybody else in the class, even if I am.
I love that.
She'll just give me, like, an adjustment in a very just, like, way where she's
matter
like,
of fact.
For you, I think this will just be easier and better, and you could do the move, and then you'll graduate into doing it a different way. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And then she said this that I really loved. She was like, oh, you can't do that right now because your core is not educated. And I'm like, oh, it's not a weak core. It's just a dumb core.
Yeah, she is like one of those people that was truly born to be a teacher.
Yes.
She's so brilliant.
Yeah, and Around the World were really hard for me at first.
Yeah.
If you don't know, and Around the World, I don't know how to explain it.
It's it's
you
a
just,
move.
It's like you move one foot and then you put a different foot there. And I was lifting my one foot before the other foot was.
So you were like hopping, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to hop around the pole.
Yeah.
And then she put a piece of tape on the floor and was like, a foot is always on this piece of tape. And I was like, oh.
Your mind was just blown.
Yes.
Yeah. She has a way of like, if we're all not understanding something, she'll just say it slightly differently. And then everyone's like, oh. And she's like, what? That's all it took? And we're like, yeah.
She is always flabbergasted that like it takes just a slight thing for like four people to be like, oh, and then do it perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
The other day we were doing this move. It was like floor worky. I don't know. It was like a squatted turn. I don't have the best knees.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So it was like a little hard for me. And then I gave up midway through, stood up and did a very big flourish at the end to pretend that I did it.
Yes.
And then she looked at me and she went, you didn't do it. And I went, oh. I was like, did you know? Because we're in a room full of mirrors. And she goes, no, the flourish at the end, you oversold it.
I love her so much.
She's the best.
You should have her on the podcast.
I should have her on the podcast. But I don't know. I'm really bad at boundaries when I meet new people.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You don't want to, like, scare her off.
Yeah, and I don't want her to be like, you're a fucking freak.
No, she won't think that.
But, I love her so much. She's so wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell people where we go. Because then tons of people will go, and then I want people to get into my classes that I want to get into. But yeah, like, also I do like the level one, and there's like a hardcore group of like 5 or 6 girls who go every week. So I think it's more like a 1/1.5.
Oh, I'm sure it is. She adjusts based on who's
really
in the
does.
Class.
It's so nice.
Yeah. So she's probably not teaching that class at a true level one if you've been going for a
while.
No,
because they'll work on like the fireman, the sit, and then the swastika. No, what's it called?
The sun wheel.
Yeah. It looks like a swastika.
I guess.
It does.
Yeah.
Kind
if,
of.
If you put another person on top
yes.
of you doing
then it's
the
a
same
full
move.
Swastika.
Yeah. It's for the listeners, it's your legs are sort of in like, it's called a stag. It's like your back leg is sort of in an arabesque and your front leg is also bent.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how. I guess a swastika. If the two people were doing it
yes,
overlaid.
It's half a swastika.
It looks like a swastika.
You know, that's slang for the people who are in.
Yeah.
The
people
who
are hip. Yeah. Oh, yikes.
Swastikas are interesting.
Oh, God.
Like, who came up with that fucking design? It's weird.
Well, I think, I mean, this is going to be maybe white woman talking out of her ass, but I do have an anthropology degree, so I hope that maybe there's a little bit of education behind this. I believe that it was originally a symbol used by Native American tribes.
Oh, no.
And it never had any negative connotation. Uh-huh. It was, like, just a thing, like, oh, this is our sign or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was adopted by the Nazis.
Dang.
Something like that. And I very much apologize if that is
if
completely
Eleanor
wrong.
Is wrong. Please tweet at me.
Yes, please let me know. I don't want to be that like white bitch that's like, actually I know. But I'm almost positive that it originally at least did not have a negative connotation and that the Nazis took it. They didn't like design it themselves type of thing.
Honestly, that kind of falls in line with a lot of things that they did.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Did you know they stole art?
Looking at everything. Like, I mean, yeah, sure. I believe it. Is that from that movie?
Yes.
I was like, yeah, I was like, wait, where have I heard that? I think it's a movie.
It's just a movie, but I have no idea.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
I just said it like it was a statement that I knew. And I have no idea.
I maybe should know. I took a lot of sort of German history courses in college, but don't ask me a damn thing. I don't remember anything.
I didn't go to real college.
Where did you go?
I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They do not claim me as an alumni.
Really? That's incredibly rude. They should.
It is kind of rude. But they claim Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Tyne Daly, Jason Derulo.
Oh, my God.
Janelle Monáe, even though she didn't graduate.
Okay, rude.
I graduated.
Yeah.
I have a certificate that says I can act and nobody's ever asked to see it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they don't claim me. But it might be because I say the school is a sham.
Well, that could be a good reason.
It's a real scam.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you did.
The week before I started going, I was seeing my favorite musical, Taboo, which is a
I know
George.
Of it.
Oh.
I don't know it. Like,
it's
I don't know the music. Great. Please.
It was nominated for a Tony for Best Score, and it should have won. It's a beautiful score. The book is a little messy, but it's a great show.
Love that.
Anywho, I was waiting for my student rush tickets, and these two men in front of me were like, you mean Scamda, not Amda? And I was like, that's where I'm going. Then I got there, and I was like, they were right. But then I stayed and graduated.
Yeah.
You know.
You make the best of any situation. A college is a scam, no matter where you go.
It kind of is. And I don't know why we tell young people they have to go to college.
Yeah. I mean, I loved college and I'm very grateful for the privilege and opportunity to go and get a good education. But I do think a lot of it is just like, why is it so expensive? Why are
so
we forcing
expensive.
People to do this? Why do we look down on people who don't go?
I mean,
I don't get any of that.
I feel like we should tell people you can go to community college, get a like a bachelor's in business and open your own fucking business.
Yeah, look at me. I have a fancy-ass degree and I don't know where the swastika came from. I'm on a podcast talking out my ass.
You can't answer simple questions like, where did a swastika come from? Did you really get your money's worth at college?
Exactly.
My cousin loves smoking weed, and I was like, why don't you go to business school and like open a dispensary?
Hell yeah.
Or like work in a dispensary, learn the business. I don't know. I feel like we should tell... I was telling this to my sister. I was like, I just want to like get into schools and tell kids, if you want to be a drug dealer, you can be. And she was like, I don't think schools will let you come and say you can be a drug dealer. But also, I'm like, be a plumber, be an electrician. Yeah. Those are all things that people will always need.
Yes. And like, oh my gosh, I could never learn how to do those things.
Me
it's
either.
So complicated.
It's very hard.
I don't know how the toilet works.
Excuse me, how the toilet work? Yeah,
I don't know.
I just know that shit goes down and I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, and I never, hopefully never see it again.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh wait, is this your first long-term relationship or have
you had? I guess... In terms of serious boyfriends, I dated someone for like almost 2 years in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dated another person for about the same length, like almost 2 years right out of college.
Oh.
And then now my current boyfriend.
No high school boyfriends?
I did, but it was only for 9 months. And I feel like that's not really that long. But I mean, at the time, it felt very serious. Like I was like, I'm going to marry him. I think he's gay now. Well... He was probably gay then, too.
Probably.
But I actually don't know that. So, again, maybe I'm talking out of my ass. But he's...
If you dated Eleanor in high school...
And you're gay.
Please let us know whether you're gay or straight and use the hashtag, I'm gay, or I'm not gay.
No, he was wonderful.
What's it like having a boyfriend in high school? Did you, like, hold hands in between classes?
Yeah, I think we did. I was probably really touchy-feely, like, PDA. That's kind of, like, who I am. And I was probably a monster. I mean, I was, like, 17, you know? I didn't know how to be a good girlfriend. But he was great. I feel like he was one of, besides my current partner, like, one of the only relationships where I, like, did it right in terms of, like, the reason we started dating is because we were just best friends. Mm-hmm. And we... Like, he made me laugh so hard, like, more than anyone. We had so much fun together. And it was like, oh, this makes sense. And then I went off and dated a bunch of hotties. Mm. And it was like, we have nothing in common. Like, why am I doing this?
When you say you like PDA, are you the type of person that will walk around with your partner with, like, your hand in their back pocket?
Dear God, no. No, I like to hold hands and, like, I'll kiss my boyfriend in public. But I'm not going to, like, make out with him. Public or like
good,
anything like
that's
that.
That's nice.
But I like to like show, you know, if we're like at dinner and we're sitting next to each other and we have friends across from us, like I'll put my hand like on his knee or something.
Oh,
you know?
Well, that's hidden. That's not public.
Well, it depends on how high the table is.
Oh,
I guess
fair.
It would have to be a very low table for you to see my hand on his knee. But yeah, I guess I'm not crazy about PDA, but I think it's nice when you can share with the public that you... Have love.
I think it's showing off.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I know lots of people are like, I don't want to see it. You're in love.
Well, I've just never been in the situation where like PDA was...
Part of the deal.
Applicable.
Sure.
Applicable.
Sure. I knew what you were going for.
Oh, boy. Applicable.
Yeah.
I was in Nashville and I was in a lift with a friend and there was two couples both making out on the side of the street.
I wouldn't do that.
And I thought it was just so weird that they were separately making out, but like standing together. So we rolled down the window and I screamed, y'all gonna fuck later? But then I started laughing midway through. So it just seemed like this large black woman was leaning across her friend going, fuck! Because they all went, what? And then I couldn't stop laughing. And then we were stuck at a crawling speed away from them.
And they were like,
it really backfired, but I giggled, and that's what really counts.
Exactly.
So if you're listening and a lady in Nashville yelled at you, it was me!
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is yelling out the window of cars.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
That's so funny. I don't know if I've ever done that.
No, most people haven't. Me and my roommate... If we see a hot man driving,
sure,
we'll roll down the window and scream, oh, yes, daddy, drive me home from soccer, daddy.
Oh, wow.
And some sometimes we'll end up next to them and then we'll like roll up the window and just look ahead.
Yeah, like, yeah, just pretend it wasn't you.
And then sometimes they speed away because they hate it.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm having fun.
Yeah, and again, wait, that is all that counts.
Is that harassment?
I feel like as long as you're not yelling anything totally inappropriate, it's probably fine.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm catcalling. Is this catcalling?
Oh, maybe. But is it like, is reverse catcalling? Like, can you really catcall a man? Oh, I'm going to probably get a lot of men being like, yes, I've been catcalled and it was very uncomfortable for me.
Well, I think it's the same thing with reverse racism.
Yeah.
You can't oppress the oppressor. When a man cat calls you, I think there's a fear that's like, oh, he could follow me home and like do
and
something to
kill
me.
Yeah.
Whereas a woman, sure, maybe she could do something to you,
yeah,
but like, could she?
Yeah.
Not that women aren't strong.
No, and that of course there's abuse towards
yes,
men
women
from
can
women.
Abuse.
Yes. But I think you yelling out of your car is a safe.
I've also never had the thought to follow anybody home.
Oh, dear God,
no. That's crazy.
Why would anyone?
That would be the wildest thought in the world.
Have you ever been followed home?
I don't know. Yes.
I'm sure you have.
When I lived in New York, if I felt like somebody was I would just stop in the bodega, and the bodega people took care of me.
Oh, that's nice.
They were very kind.
I was followed home once in New York City as well.
Oh, no.
Horrifying. He followed me from multiple subway lines.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like from the Lower East Side all the way up to the Upper West Side.
That's, I hate that.
That is scary.
That is scary.
Don't do that if you're listening.
Don't do that. If you're listening, don't follow ladies. Honestly, if you're following ladies, you're probably not listening to Why Won't You Date Me?
Yeah, that's fair.
I once woke up on the subway to a man masturbating
with
his little nubby dick out. I think I was on the N train. I had fallen asleep. And I looked at him and I went, ew, but I mean if you must. And I went right back to sleep, which in hindsight, bad.
Bad idea. Yeah, not
I
great.
I should have gotten off the train.
I agree.
But I just was really
tired. Oh, drunk, yeah.
Oh, I was hammered.
Sure.
Because I never lived off the N train.
You're just on it for some reason.
I can't remember where I was coming from or going.
Sure.
That's New York, baby.
Yeah.
Here's a question.
Love it.
If you were to get married,
mm-hmm,
what kind of dress would you get married in?
Oh, my God. You know what? This is a hot take, but I don't think I would have a wedding.
Oh.
I'm one of those. Is that annoying?
No, no. That's fine. Would you elope?
Yeah, I think that we might have some sort of, like, party to be like, we're married, come and drink and hang out with us. But I think the act of a wedding is just a lot of money that I don't want to spend on that. I would like to take that money and, like, travel or really, I don't know, buy a house or something.
I mean, that's smart.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not religious, and so I don't need
so much
the
money.
Ceremony. And when I hear my friends talk about them, all they talk about is how expensive they are. So I'm like, well, I don't need that. So I think I'd have, like, a party, and then maybe I would wear a cute dress at the party.
I
but
want a
nothing
wedding,
crazy.
But I also, like, don't ever think, unless he files for the marriage certificate, we're never going to be legally married.
Sure.
I will forget about it. There's no way I'll ever remember to do it.
Yeah.
Every year in March, or no, April, the beginning of April, I will try to get medication filled. I will give them my insurance card and they'll go, this isn't working. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm fully insured. And then my insurance will have lapsed. Because I cannot remember
to
get
renew
it. Yes.
Okay. I thought you meant that this whole time you hadn't been on insurance. You hadn't had insurance for years. And I was like, Nicole.
Well, I didn't have it for a very long time. But then, thank God, I'm part of SAG-AFTRA, the guild. That's how I have my insurance.
That's great.
But every year, the pharmacist will laugh at me.
Yeah. But also, insurance companies like to make it as hard as they possibly can to figure out how to renew.
Yes.
It's a nightmare.
My pharmacist will always go, isn't it funny that you take medicine to remember things and you can't remember to do the thing that helps you get your medicine?
Yeah.
And I always go, you're
funny.
Very funny. And he's like, keep your receipt, file it with your insurance company, knowing fully well that I'm
never
going to
do it. That's why you need an assistant.
I know. I can't afford an assistant right now.
Well, you will soon. Don't worry.
One day. And then you can come back and be my assistant. And then I'll have a production company. And then you'll run it.
That sounds great.
I said that to Sashira, and she was like, have you ever said that to Eleanor? And I said, no.
I would love that.
You're just out here wishing things and not telling people. And I was like, yeah.
I would fully love to work with you in any future endeavors.
Great. What year is this? 2019.
looking at your wrist in which there is no watch, and also does the watch tell you the year?
I don't think so.
Maybe some do.
I've never seen a watch that tells you the year. But I did say, what year is it? Looked at my empty wrist. Okay, so 2019. 2021, you're going to be fully gainfully employed by me.
Oh, wow.
And I can't wait. 2 years. Okay,
because it's going to be the best year of my life.
I think 2019 is trash.
Sure.
Throw it away.
Okay.
It's already been very bad for me.
I don't like odd numbered
me
years.
Either.
Well, I guess 2021 is an odd number, but
oh,
that's
but
a fun
that's
one.
That's going to be a good one because 2020 is going to be a very good year for
yes.
me.
Yes. Okay.
Also, this is based on nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, absolutely nothing.
I've said it out loud enough that I fully believe
it. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And honestly, 2019 has really proved to be a bad year. And I didn't start it being like, it's going to be bad. Actually, no, I did. I went into 2019 being like, oh, harumph, this is not great. And then it's just gotten progressively worse. So, you know, 2020 has to be better.
Yeah, 2019's a wash. I feel like it's almost over.
Throw it away. We're 4 months in. Yeah. Not even at the halfway point. But it does feel like it's flying.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Positive.
Great.
And then soon we'll have a new president or the same one.
Oh, dear God. I don't.
It's one
not,
or the other.
I can't. No. Or it's. Oh, God.
I don't know. He might get reelected. I just watched a clip where he was trying to say origin and he kept saying oranges. And I've never tee-hee-heed harder than that. My friend couldn't say origin to save his life.
Oh, God.
Honestly, very funny.
It is. And it would be if it wasn't. So dire.
I've already settled into it. There's nothing you can really do.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean,
it's bad, but he's funny.
Yeah. Oh, he is so funny.
He's also very strange looking.
Yeah, he's really weird looking.
And I always think about the one time he and Melania had to have sex.
Yeah.
Not to, like, talk about her, because that's not nice, but.
Well, wait, they have multiple children, though.
They have one.
Oh, wait. Did the other ones have a different mom?
Yeah, he's got like three different baby moms.
I have no idea. I did not know
this. Yeah, Donald Trump hates black people and does what some black people do.
I don't know why I didn't know that. So wait, is Ivanka the one
Ivanka,
that is related?
Her
to
mother?
Melania?
No, Ivanka's
oh
mom
How
is like
I know
Ivanya.
This? Oh my God, wow.
Yeah, so Ivanka and Ivanya or whatever.
Who knows?
And then I think his little inbred looking sons have
Baron?
A different mom. No, Baron. Who, P.S., where the fuck he at? We haven't seen Baron in years. I literally have not seen Baron in like two years.
He might not exist.
I don't know.
He might never existed.
Maybe he was like those children in the gym. That we all just
all
hallucinated Baron. No, Baron exists because you have to have one child to get your money from your prenup.
Yeah.
And boys are worth more than girls.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa. I mean,
yes,
it makes sense.
Because they carry the family name.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know what their prenup has, but, like, I'm sure she stopped after one boy because she was like, that would be in my money. I've never heard her speak. I've never watched a video of her.
It certainly can't be like that.
Yikes. And then Tiffany has a different mom.
Okay, wait, who the hell
There's
is
a Tiffany?
Oh my God, I can't
Tiffany's
believe I don't know this.
The forgotten Trump.
Yikes.
He's the one, she never gets talked about.
Yeah, okay.
There's Eric and Eric. There's
two Erics?
They don't have the same name. I don't know the other one's name. Oh,
Isn't
maybe it's
there
Donald
Don Jr.? Yeah.
So there's Eric, Don Jr. I think they have the same mom.
Yeah,
they are two
scary.
Of the ugliest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life.
They look like the McPoyles from It's Always Sunny. Did you ever
watch
It's Always Sunny?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they can do, right?
And they're inbred.
Are they really?
I think so.
I mean, I know it's maybe not fair to make fun of the way someone looks, but they're ugly.
But they also have, like, really nasty values.
Yeah, they're bad people.
So I think if you have nasty values, you could talk about their appearance.
Yeah, I think I can confidently say that I don't agree with their their values.
They were made in, like, a tube or something. I don't know. They're, like, little concoctions that were grown somewhere. And then there's Tiffany. There's too many Trumps.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
I agree.
Put him on a ship and send him back. Send him back to wherever they came from.
Yikes.
He did something else that was funny the other day.
Oh, God.
We don't have to get into politics. Yeah. Oh, harumph. Eleanor.
Yeah.
Back to pole dancing.
Yes.
How long did it take you to start inverting?
Probably too long. I was pretty scared to do it. That was like one of the things that I was always like, maybe I just won't do it. You know, like maybe it's just not going to be for me. I'll just stick to low flow type stuff. And then I think it was at the like 8 month mark where I was like, you know, I should really go upside down. And then I started learning. I like talked to Veronica and she was like, yeah, you're definitely ready. So, yeah, after kind of the new year, I've been taking more and more classes where that's the focus. Aerial stuff, upside down, inversion stuff. It's very scary.
Oh, yeah, because it's one little pole holding you up.
One little pole, yeah.
For my inspiration, I look at the hashtags, a fat pole dancer or plus-size poler, or just to see other bigger women doing it, because it is possible. It's just
100%.
Your core has to get educated. But you find some wild shit under that hashtag. Oh, boy. I said you things.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite. I don't like exercise.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about. I think it's like that I'm making my body do something I've never made it do before.
Sure, okay.
And then you can kind of like watch yourself in the mirror, although sometimes Veronica's like, no mirror, get out of there.
Yeah, I find that funny. I'm like, I think it's helpful to see myself in the mirror, see what I look like, see if I'm doing it right or whatever. But
I think it's
she wants you to get out of your own head, yes. Probably, yeah.
And then the people in class are great.
Yeah, do you like the ladies
some
you
of
take
them
with?
Are yeah. real wild.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I won't talk about them here because that doesn't seem nice.
No.
Also, it's a very weird place where if anyone knows who I am, they whisper it to me after.
Really?
Yes.
That's
which is very nice.
Yeah.
But
nice,
also very strange.
Very strange and nice. Yeah. I remember when Veronica clocked like who you and Sashir were and she came up to me after or like at my next class and was like, I realized why I recognized them. And I was
she
like,
did say it to Sashir. She was like, I recognize you from somewhere. And Sashir just went, oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no. Like,
Sashir's very good at being like, can't help you.
Yeah, yeah.
And which I'm always like, but I'll try.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Where do you live? That's so
I'm
funny.
Always just trying to help people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Pole dancing. It's all I ever want to talk about.
Yeah.
When did you start wearing shoes? From the jump?
From the jump, pretty much. Like, fourth lesson. I was like, get me in those shoes.
I can't wear them.
Really?
No, I can't
they
walk in them.
They hurt your feet?
No, I literally can't walk in them.
Oh, no.
I'm knock-kneed. So
what does that mean?
My knees, no matter how much weight I lose, my knees will always kind of be together.
What? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. So it just makes wearing heels hard.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I just can't walk in them.
It's okay. You don't have to wear them.
But I want to.
Yeah. They're fun.
I have three pairs that are just in my house.
Good. And you should have. More. You
I
should
wear
have as many
them
as you want.
At night when I put away my laundry.
That's so funny.
I just kind of clobber around my room putting laundry away in 6-inch stilettos.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I have three pairs as well, but I really only wear my boots. I like the boots.
Are they vinyl or are they like matte?
They're vinyl. Like, yeah.
The like shiny.
The shiny, yeah.
So I had a pair of shiny boots. But then I did a fireman, and it stuck, and it was like,
yep, yeah.
And then Veronica laughed, and then I took them off, and I was I can't wear these.
You know what would help if you do ever want to start wearing shoes and you have vinyl boots? Put, like, leg warmers over the boots, because then it's slick against the pole, so you can spin.
Because
when I'm doing, like, a lot of, like, spin-heavy stuff, I'll put, like, leg warmers over the boots. But if we're just doing, like, low flow and maybe, like, one or two spins and then, like, they're helpful for climbing because they stick, you know? And, like, aerial stuff, you're upside down and you need, like, a foot on the pole, it'll stick, yeah. So that's nice.
But, good.
Yeah.
Ooh, no.
All good things to know.
I've been having trouble finding knee pads and we were doing floor stuff and Veronica was like, do you want leg warmers? And I said, sure. And then we were doing it. So I balled up the leg warmer, put it on the floor, put my knee on the leg warmer, and did the move. And she was like, put it on. And I very rarely get embarrassed, but I was just so floored at how my brain does not work the same way as everybody else's.
Okay, so you truly thought that's what she meant when yeah. she was like, use leg warmers. Uh-huh.
And I almost started crying, but then I was like, don't cry in front of these people.
Oh, no.
I just felt so dumb.
Well, it's okay.
Is it?
It'll be okay.
Oh, Eleanor, I'm so dumb.
No, no, no.
Do you have any advice? You know me.
Yes.
Do you have any advice on how I can find a love?
Oh, my God. I think you are so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
So charismatic. Such an energy that lights up the room. I think if you're not already doing it, you just gotta be your damn self. Because if dudes aren't into what you're selling, then go fuck them. Well, not literally.
I have been. Yeah. It hasn't been working out.
But I mean, I don't know. You know, I think that you're just so great. Like, I don't know if when you go on dates, do you feel like you have to, like, pretend like you're someone you're not? Or are you pretty genuine?
No, I'm pretty genuine.
That's good.
And
keep
I
doing
try
that.
To be, I try to like read the room, and if the person's yeah. like lower energy, I try to bring my energy down a little
yeah.
bit so I'm
sure,
not
yeah,
overwhelming.
Not, yeah.
Because I know I can be a little overwhelming.
Sure.
But I do try to stay true to me, and I try not to be performative. But then sometimes I like to laugh.
Yeah.
And I make myself laugh. Yeah. Like when I do ad reads, I truly make myself laugh.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing literally by myself. Like Marissa's in the room, but I'm just like laughing at myself.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just try to keep things light and fresh, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. There are a lot of really stupid men in LA, but probably in every city. But
yes,
it's tough. And at least for me, I know that like I went on a lot. I would go on like 4 or 5 dates and then realize like, oh, these guys like don't know me as me at all. Mm-hmm. They know like this version of myself that I've like pretended to be so that they'll like me.
Wait, what kind of version of yourself were you being?
I don't know, just like hot and boring, maybe. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
I'm like,
let's pretend to be on a date and you be the person you were pretending to be.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Brad.
Hey, oh my God. No, I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
Oh,
no,
I but was like
that would be so funny if I did that. No, I think that like, I don't know. I have like a weird sense of humor and like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just like, I'm like a fun, like quirky. No, it's so awful. Make myself vomit. Yeah, I think there was like a lot of stuff that I would just not tell them
mm-hmm.
in fear that they would be like, this chick's fucking weird. And then I later realized like, no, that's the stuff I should tell mm-hmm. them so that if they're like, hell yeah, I'm down with that too, you
yeah.
know, then I'm like, oh, you're someone I actually want to hang out with.
It is hard to know when to bring out
yeah.
your weird shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty weird
yeah.
at all times, but like, when is it appropriate to go down on a man and go, gobble, gobble, gobble,
yeah,
gobble,
exactly.
gobble, gobble, like, when do you get to do that?
And you've got to be able to do that.
Right?
Otherwise, what's the damn point?
But I'm like, do you wait till like the 5th date, like, the 10th date? Are you together a year before you do that?
I don't know.
It's all just so dang hard.
I know.
Well, Eleanor, you've given me no advice.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I feel like there's someone waiting, and they're going to be fucking cool.
Eleanor, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I do think I used to be like, I'm going to die alone.
No, I don't think that's true
at
all.
But I do think that there is someone out there, and I think as shitty as it may be, I might be 50 when I meet them.
Sure.
Or 65.
Well.
Or 110. Nah. Life is so long. If I live to 110, I'll be so upset.
No, that's too long.
Right?
It's way too long.
And people are always like, I want to live forever. I'm like, for what?
Dear God, no.
For what?
No, yeah, that's too long. My grandma's like 93. That's old.
That's so old. You've seen so much. Like,
yeah.
I want a nap.
Yeah.
I say to my therapist all the time, I'm like, I'm not depressed in a way where I like want to kill myself. I'm depressed in a way where if I could sleep for 7 years, I would take that option.
Yeah, well.
Because then you wake up refreshed.
Sure, feeling great.
And then you're like, so much has happened. What a treat. I missed all of that.
Yeah. Start to deal with it.
We're all like drones now. Yeah. It's great.
No, there's someone. There's someone out there.
I think so.
Maybe they just don't listen to this podcast and that's why they haven't come knocking on your door.
Maybe. I've been also trying to like manifest somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll read to you. Oh, dang. Do I not? Oh, I do have it. So I think I wrote in this planner. So I tried to manifest a man who had like all the things that I wanted.
Yeah.
And then I kept finding men who had those things, but then not all of them. I just was like, I guess I have to be more specific.
Okay. So, my mom did this before she met my father, by the way.
Really?
And I guess it worked. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I wrote. Okay. So I have like a whole list of things where it's like someone I like, someone I'm proud of, blah, blah, blah. But this is the thing. To meet someone special or reconnect with a special person who is emotionally available. And that's, I think, the biggest thing I need right now.
Yeah, it's sad that that has to be required. That we have to be like, oh, can you also just be an adult who, yes, like, is aware of his emotions or, yes, her, but just, like, you know, figure it out?
Because I think I'm emotionally available.
Yeah.
I just need someone who's equally emotionally available.
Yeah.
Well, Eleanor. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm also sick, which is why I'm, like, having really, like, just a really hard time
I'm
with my words.
Sorry.
And I've had a little bit of whiskey.
Woo woo. Friday.
Yeah, baby. Hang 10.
Eleanor, would you date me?
Of course.
Oh, what a dream. That makes me very happy to hear.
Oh, good.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Oh, gosh. If anyone out there likes indie improv, I do, which absolutely no one does and everyone hates me. I do have a team. We perform pretty often. You can catch us at like the clubhouse.
Yeah, baby.
That type of vibe. We're called Safety Hat.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You
can
find us on Instagram, you know, keep up with that.
And if you want to watch Eleanor Paul dance, what's your Instagram? Oh, do you not want that?
No, that's fine. Mine's it's hard to say because it's not my name.
No,
it is
Dwayne Reed.
It's Dwayne Reed, which came from when I lived in New York. I thought that the name Dwayne Reed for the pharmacies was very funny, and a silly name for a pharmacy sounded
but
like.
But the E's are threes.
Yeah, so it's DWAYNE_R33D.
And you can watch Eleanor pole dance.
Yeah,
and she's very good at it, and it's a real treat. Eleanor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, and if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can subscribe. And if you leave me a nasty message, I will read it out loud. This person said, all I want to do is take you to a Taco Tuesday buffet where your taco is the main dish. Yes, I'll be at your little puss all day, every day, even on Sundays.
Wow.
Then I think I had another one that I wanted to read. Oh.
Didn't want to go on a date with him?
No. Okay. Here's one. When we do fuck, I'd eat your puss till you come so hard you shudder and give me a concussion.
What?
I think this man wants to eat me out as I stand up.
Yeah, and then...
Because that's the only way I could fall down on his head. Because otherwise I'm laying down, and that means I'm like a jack in the box.
Yeah, does he think that your legs are going to crush his head?
Maybe.
But you'd have to be like very strong to give him a concussion by just squeezing his head with your
Yeah,
legs?
That would be insane.
Yeah.
This person thinks I'm strong. And little
like
does
that.
He know, I have a weak core. No, an
uneducated
core. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girly?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
No. Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.